Most people have heard of motor neuron disease. You've seen films like the one about Stephen Hawking, and you also maybe have participated in the Ice Bucket Challenge. But what you might not know is there's also a specific childhood form of the disease which affects very young children and is nearly always fatal, and often before they get to the age of 3. This disease is called spinal muscular atrophy, and that's the disease which I work on.
So tell us a little bit about the disease. How does it come on and what effect does it have in children?
So in the most severely affected children, which is the commonest way you see the disease, they will not ever achieve their normal milestones. They won't be able to sit, they won't be able to hold their head up. And this is normally when the family starts to see something's not quite right. And at that point, they will get a diagnosis of this disease, which is inherited. So it's caused by a gene defect, which is passed on from the parents to the children.
So tell us a little bit about the work that you've done with this and the kind of breakthrough that you've got.
Okay, so what's important is that in any motor neuron disease, the key problem is that the nerve cells, which are responsible for making all of your muscles contract, which is what allows you to move, will be damaged and will die. So in this disease, that also occurs. And the vast majority of research and treatments at the moment are trying to look at how to improve those nerve cells. But what we've shown is that there's another system of the body which is affected in the disease, and that's the circulatory system. So what we've shown is that the blood vessels which supply both the nerve cells and also the muscle, there are only about half as many blood vessels as there should be. And more importantly, that means that the tissue isn't getting sufficient oxygen, and that is clearly damaging to those cells. So what I will now be working on in the future is trying to understand more about what that low level of oxygen will mean for those nerve cells. It may well make the disease worse. It may even trigger it in the first place. We don't know that yet, and that's what we'll be doing more work on in the future.
I mean, how significant is this breakthrough?
Well, nobody else is working on this in the world. This is our research. You know, my group has been working on this when I was in Edinburgh, and now I'm here in Aberdeen. There is pretty much nobody else working on this, and certainly the work I've shown now, the reason it's being published in a very important journal is because it's being recognised as a significant first showing of this in the field. So it's a start point for us. It's very important for our work here and for Scotland, but also for all of the children who suffer with the disease. It's actually the commonest inherited form of childhood death in the world. But you tend to not hear about it because the children die very, very young. So they never make it to school, they never make it to nursery, so nobody gets to meet them. So it's a really sad disease. There's about 1 in 50 people carry the disease mutation. So if 2 people get together, there's a 1 in 4 chance of their children being affected. That's every child they have, there's a 1 in 4 chance. And there's a high chance that that child will not live beyond the age of 3. So it's really severe. And what we're saying is that the search for a therapy and hopefully a cure has to now start to look at areas like the circulatory system, because it hasn't been doing in the past. And we have to understand this to add with the other very important treatments that have been developed to develop something which might give the children some hope. At the moment, there is no therapy. Let alone no cure, there is no therapy. So we want to find other ways of trying to help these children.
And obviously it's great that it's happening here in Aberdeen.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, my work is funded partly by the Ewan MacDonald for Motor Neuron Disease Research, long name, in Edinburgh. That's a Scotland-wide centre. The SMA Trust, the national charity, also support my work. But there's actually quite a lot of work goes on in Scotland. We're quite a centre for SMA research, and there's still a lot of work being done in Edinburgh. I collaborate with people in London and with Oxford, but it's really good that we're doing that work here, and that's what we'll be continuing with in the future in my lab, to try and find out how we can use this work to improve the future therapies.